Morning Watch, The Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 10. Avoiding division, which is versus the oneness that we keep, and rejecting apostasy, which is versus the faith that we contend for. Friday, suggested verses. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 2:1-4-5. And I, when I came to you, brothers, came not according to excellence of speech or of wisdom, announcing to you the mystery of God. For I did not determine to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and this one crucified. And my speech and my proclamation were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, in order that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 14:24-25. But if all prophesy, and some unbeliever or unlearned person enters, he is convicted by all, he is examined by all. The secrets of his heart become manifest, and so, falling on his face, he will worship God, declaring that indeed God is among you. Colossians 1:20. And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, whether the things on the earth or the things in the heavens. Colossians 2:11. In him also you were circumcised, with a circumcision not made with hands, in the putting off of the body of the flesh, in the circumcision of Christ. 1 John 4:2. In this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Suggested reading. We should have nothing other than the person of Christ and the unique way of the cross. Then we will enjoy Christ in the church as a top portion of the rich produce of the land. 2 John 7 says, many deceivers went out into the world, those who do not confess Jesus Christ coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. The deceivers mentioned here were heretics, like the Corinthians, the false prophets. These deceivers did not confess Jesus Christ coming in the flesh. This means that they do not confess that Jesus is God incarnate. Thus, they deny the deity of Christ. Jesus was conceived of the Spirit. To confess Jesus coming in the flesh is to confess that, as the Son of God, he was divinely conceived to be born in the flesh. The deceivers, the false prophets, would not make such a confession. An antichrist is one who denies Christ's deity, denying that Jesus is the Christ, that is, denying the Father and the Son, by denying that Jesus is the Son of God, not confessing that he has come in the flesh through the divine conception of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit works in the believers to confess to them that Christ came in the flesh. According to 1 John 4:2, the discernment of spirits is based upon whether or not a spirit confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Because the spirit of a genuine prophet is motivated by the Holy Spirit of truth, this spirit will confess the divine conception of Jesus and affirm that he was born as the Son of God. To deny that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is to deny his divine conception, his incarnation, his birth, his humanity, his human living, and also his redemption. The New Testament makes it emphatically clear that Christ's redemption was accomplished in his human body and by the shedding of his blood. Anyone who rejects Christ's incarnation and thereby rejects his redemption also denies Christ's resurrection. If Christ had never passed through death, it would not have been possible for him to enter into resurrection. If anyone denies Christ's incarnation, that one denies Christ's holy birth, humanity, human living, redemption, through crucifixion, and resurrection. This utterly annuls the enjoyment of the genuine Trinity. In light of this, we see the crucial importance of the Spirit's work in the believers to confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. In 2 John 10, John says, "If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house, and do not say to him, 'Rejoice.'" The pronoun him refers to a heretic, an antichrist, a false prophet who denies the divine conception and deity of Christ, as today's modernists do. Such a one we must reject, not receiving him into our house or greeting him. Thus, we shall not have any contact with him or share in his heresy, heresy that is blasphemous to God and contagious like leprosy. Just as bringing to others the divine truth of the wonderful Christ is an excellent deed, so spreading the satanic heresy which defiles the glorious divinity of Christ is an evil work. It is a blasphemy and abomination to God, and also a damage and curse to men. No believer in Christ and child of God should have any share in this evil. Even to greet such an evil one is prohibited. A severe and clear separation from this evil should be maintained.